Mary Vandeveld is going to go first.
Okay, so I had all my kids in town this weekend.
Packed
it was
house.
Kind of crazy. We were talking about if we ever move out of my house and how I'm going to get rid of all my junk.
Okay.
I don't know where the conversation just came up.
So they were all like, when you leave, we're...
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, am I going somewhere? You know, it was one of those conversations. So anyway, my husband is notorious for watching the Hoarder show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just started having nightmares about all my junk. And I found this article about things no woman over 40 needs to have in her house anymore.
Ooh.
That you got to get rid of. So I thought this was kind of cool because I'm like, I wonder if I have any of this stuff in my house. Remote controls. Too many remote controls. Well, we all kind of do, right?
Yeah.
So you should just have one, incorporate everything into one. So I've kind of done that.
One per each television.
Yeah, or whatever. So anyways, spices that expired years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And over the weekend, I found some chili powder that's been in there since 2015.
Oh!
I said, okay, this is going. So anyway.
Hey, hold on. Can we put one pin in that? Now I have a challenge to every listener to find the oldest spice in your spice cabinet right now.
Look up spices.
Take a picture of it. Text it in 312-981-7200. The oldest spice that we see before the end of the show gets a high five.
Yeah, and this goes for guys too. You know, clean out your stuff. Well, this is for women. Bras that don't fit. We all are getting old. You know, things happen.
Or the man's ear.
Yeah, okay.
Right. The bro.
Old perfume. I have a ton. Because, you know, everybody had a scent back in the day. That you had your scent, you know, what was it?
You had a scent, Mary?
No.
What'd you call it?
I don't know. I you know, like a vanilla scent or... Jovan Musk. Or some people had the baby powder one.
Oh, I thought you had a scent that you named.
That
like
we liked.
Was, oh, okay.
You know, or Halston or whatever.
Oh, Halston,
so I have some old... I got to get rid of them. I mean, I don't even wear perfume. I don't even like it
How many
anymore.
Bottles you got?
I probably have two or three
that
I just need to go away.
Okay.
Shoes that hurt my feet. I have a lot of those, you know. Shoes you just can't wear anymore.
Oh, like high heels.
High heels. They hurt my feet. My feet have problems.
You're not going to wear high heels ever again?
This is a good one. Bridesmaid dresses or MOG, MOB dresses. And I have all three of my groom dresses.
Oh,
that
my.
I know, but I love them all.
Well, then keep them.
You got to keep those.
I know. What am I supposed to do with them? Old makeup, smelly Tupperware. You know, this is all kind of stuff. Look up, you know, go through your Tupperware. Everybody's got some stuff. That buttons. I have a whole jar of buttons.
Why you got buttons?
I don't know, because I sew.
You're going to get rid of them, and then you're going to need a button.
And you know how you buy a shirt, and they give you an extra button inside or whatever?
I
rip them, and I keep them in a button jar. So anyway, there's a lot more, but that's just a few.
I like
go through your stuff and get rid of it.
I like the old Tupperware. There was a point we were using Tupperware that I couldn't remember how many times I had moved it from locations, like places I lived.
You got to throw it away.
I threw it all away at that point. Got glass.
That's like what I do. I use mostly glass now.
Yeah. I like the spices. I bet I've got something super old.
Spices is gross, man. You got to go through them.
I'm so cheap. I remember moving from... Enrique almost killed me when I did this. We were like loading up the pantry from the place in the city into the suburbs. And I like literally moved like half boxes of pasta. Like, there's still a few rotini in there. I'm going to pack that.
Oh, yeah.
Enrique's like, that is a full box of that is $1.29. And this is like 18 rotinis. Just get rid of it now. We got to bring that. We got to keep that going.
I'm a hoarder, would do.
I'm not a hoarder, though.
I know.
Well, apparently with pasta. I'm a carb hoarder, basically, is what I'm getting at. All right. Thanks. That was a good one, Mary. Let's go to Kevin next.
Are you a fan of buffets? Do you like a buffet, John?
A little less since COVID, but yeah. I'll say yes, generally.
Bob, Mary, I can't see liking a buffet.
Like an old country buffet?
Yeah, like old school buffets.
No, not a fan.
Bob?
I like them now and then, sure.
I feel like there used to be a lot more buffets growing up. Maybe because we were all a bunch of big eaters growing up. My parents were like, just let them run wild at the buffet and just stuff their face. But I loved going to the buffet growing up.
Mm.
Vegas has some legendary buffets, too.
No, I didn't think about the Vegas ones, yeah.
But they really have gone away. And COVID really, I mean, it's like the last style of dining you want during something like that, right? There's a buffet where everybody's going around from tray to tray.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it sounds like the all-you-can-eat buffet is coming back. According to Yelp's food and drinks trend report, searches for all-you-can-eat buffet near me jumped 252% year over year.
Whoa.
Asian all-you-can-eat spots like hot pots seem to be everywhere, and Korean barbecue are driving the surge. So the buffet, just when you kind of thought it was done for.
Just when you thought you were safe.
The buffet. Remember Old Country Buffet?
Oh, wow. Man.
I loved going to Old Country Buffet as a kid.
After church or something?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Never knew what hit me.
All you can drink chocolate milk. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
I'm just going to down like a dozen of these little glasses of chocolate milk.
I'll serve ice cream.
Oh, all the ice cream you wanted.
Is Old Country Buffet gone now? Is that not a thing?
I don't know. But it did. Doesn't it seem like there were a lot of buffets back before? No? Is that just me?
Maybe
A lot of illnesses going around, too.
We were going to the buffets back
like
in the
day. Like if you were on a bus or something with a group,
you'd
stop at the buffet.
Take them right over there. Yeah.
So the buffet, keep an eye out. They're making a comeback.
I'm going to invest all my money in the buffet business. Mr. Kessler, round us out here, bud.
So, Tom Hanks. What does Tom Hanks have in common with these other actors?
Okay.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Henry Fonda, Sam Waterston, Hal Holbrook, and Kris Kristofferson.
Four of them have won Oscars, right?
Some of them have won Oscars, yes.
Okay.
But what does Tom Hanks have in common with those actors?
They were all in Law and Order.
No.
Okay.
They all do voiceover work.
They all portray Lincoln.
Exactly. You're exactly correct.
Colin.
Good job, Colin. Tom Hanks is set to play Abraham Lincoln in the upcoming film adaptation of the book Lincoln in the Bardo. He will serve as a producer on the project. It was a best-selling book by George Saunders from about, I want to say, 8 to 10 years ago. I have not read it, but I know people really liked it. So Tom Hanks will play Lincoln. In this film, it will explore the themes of love, empathy, and human capacity in the face of unimaginable grief through the mix of stop-motion animation and live action. So it should be an interesting...
Hanks is Lincoln?
Hanks is Lincoln.
I don't know.
He can do it.
He can do
anything.
My favorite Abraham Lincoln is the Star Trek episode, The Savage Curtain.
Oh, same here.
Yes, yeah. You never saw that one? You never saw The Savage Curtain?
What is that?
They're floating. It's a Star Trek episode.
Oh, here we go.
They're just flying around in the Enterprise, and all of a sudden, Abe Lincoln shows up in front of them.
What?
Floating in space.
Did he have his hat on?
Everything. And Captain Kirk is like, let's beam him aboard.
And so do they?
They beam him aboard.
So Lincoln gets on the Enterprise?
Lincoln gets on the Enterprise. Wait, spoiler alert, it turns out it's not really Lincoln. It was an experiment by these aliens to see which is better, good or evil. So they put a bunch of historical figures together on this planet to duke it out. And Lincoln was, you know, because he was Captain Kirk's hero.
How many years was that show on the air for?
Star Trek, just three.
Too
the
many.
original series, three.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost had me there. And then the good, the evil, the alien thing, I don't know.
That is the plot of the episode, played by actor Lee Bergier.
Okay. Well, all right. That's a good one. Hey, three good ones, everyone. Nice job. And some of you have the most disgusting spice cabinets I've ever seen. Someone sent a picture in of a thing of ground pepper that the price tag is still on it. And it's one of the, like, it's a sticker. Like, it says grocery, 79 cents for a big thing of ground pepper.
Is it from, like, Butera or one of those, defunct grocery stores?
It must be, because that's not where they go anymore. It's barcodes now, not stickers. Someone says it has pepper from the late 60s.
Oh, that might win.
Or no, ground mace. Ground mace? Mace is a spice? What is
it? Is a spice. Yeah, it is a spice.
In somebody's eye.
Yeah, it's like pepper. It's what they use in pepper. When they say pepper spray, that's the spice.
That's the spice.
I need to correct myself. There are some Butera markets still open in the region.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, keep on sending your old spices in. That's crazy. And I'll share some of those. Leland Vitter joins us. We'll have some fun on the 5 o'clock hour. Another Olympics quiz after news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.